Do you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
He made them sausages. Why are they eating mac and cheese?
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
Oh no, her carrot haircut has gotten even more carroty.
Professor Science Batch.
Oh. And this still isn't the weirdest thing to ever happen on this podcast.
And Trash Panda Colin.
That demon likes feet.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
It's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is how most step brother and stepsis.
I'm smoking a great new strength. It's called Alaskan Thunder.
Adult themes.
Why is this podcast so horny with robots?
Hector just put his finger in my exhaust pipe.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen! Would you like to touch what you see?
Dick brain!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real, real emergency! What's the matter with you?
G'day everyone, this is B. Jemine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 171 of the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi-related podcast that's hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. And with me, as always, is my very awesome co-host. First up, of course, is the one and only Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
That son of a bitch!
I know what you mean. To be fair, I know exactly what that soundbite means, given what's happened the last few days, at least at the time of this recording, but that's a whole different story.
We're not talking about that.
But anyway,
I'm here. Everything's good. Everything's good now that I'm here.
Yes. And also joining us is the professor of all things science, Professor Batch. Hello, Batch. How are you?
Oh, how am I? Well, I just have to say...
Enough was enough.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
He acknowledges my tribal chief,
but from now on, Hulk Hogan is now going to be known as Suck Hogan. From me, so there you go.
You can't do that to Hulk Hogan. He's made millions and millions of children happy with his pasta mania and everything.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
what?
About pasta.
Did something happen a couple of weeks ago? By the time this episode comes out,
yeah, no. Probably. But I could see why Hulk would go for one certain candidate, because he and that candidate have a weird obsession with their daughters, but that's a whole different story altogether. But also joining us is the most American of the Americans.
Listen. Hulk Hogan didn't do anything to his dog. What?
But
go drink some water.
If you don't think that's Colin, then there's something wrong with you.
Yes, that is Colin, by the way.
Now, I can say this just because I have this mustache. For November. Fuck the Hulk Hogan.
I'm not a Trump guy, but I'm going to tell you this. I am a Hulk Hogan guy. All right. Uh-oh. He was wrestling. He's the only reason why we were able to survive and get Stone Cold Steve Austin to get where he was and then where we are today. Okay, you've seen the Vince McMahon documentary.
And he had a great reality show.
Hogan Knows Best. I love that show, dude. If I could watch that now, I would.
It's probably on YouTube.
Where Nick Hogan kills that dude. Yeah, I totally remember that. Is it?
It's got
to be. I don't know. We'll have to look.
I think it would be. There's a lot of reaction videos.
If it ever comes to Tubi, we're doing it on this show.
Yes.
The best part of that show is when Hulk Hogan grabs his daughter's ass. I saw that part.
Oh, fuck. Moving along, we have a guest.
Anyways, moving on. Yes, we do have a guest for this episode. And he's making his long-awaited return to this show. And he's one of the many co-hosts over on The Horror Returns. And that, of course, is Lance. Hello, Lance, and welcome back to the show.
What's up, Lance?
All right.
What up, Lance?
What up, guys? Thanks for the invite. I couldn't miss this. I'm not gonna rip my shirt off and try to sell my shitty beer. Try to sell my super shitty beer. Who's getting the better end of the stick here, guys? I mean, come on. Let's think about this little little cadre that they're forming here. So Hulk Hogan gets to sell a lot of his shitty beer, and Elon Musk is gonna get all the money from Russia, China, and North Korea. So I don't know what's gonna happen here.
It's gonna be worse when both Hogan and Musk team up to make like a Tesla beer, and it explodes every time people open it.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. Real American, right? Real Tesla.
No, they're gonna do wrestling on the Teslas, and then it'll just randomly blow up for some reason. But everyone gets a Hulk Hogan beer.
I want to see one of his robots dressed like Hogan with the feather boas and the bandana and the mustache.
I think you might.
I'd buy that for $1.
You know something, brother. It's me, Robo Hogan.
Uh-oh.
We don't need any more robots.
New character on this show, Robot Hogan.
No!
Dude, I will leave. Dibs.
Listen to me, Robomaniacs. The Robo Hogan's here. And he's going to get all your knobs.
Anyway.
Robo Hogan, that's true.
And also, watch my movie, Robo Holds Bard.
It's going to be Where's one my of daughter? These episodes today. Coming soon, you know, to the tube.
No way, robot.
I need to get this out.
Too many robots on the show.
I was going to make a DeCrispin Wall joke, but I can't.
No, I was going to say, coming soon to Tubi Originals, Hulk Hogan in the remake of Not Without My Daughter.
Oh, God.
Oh. Dude, listen, I guarantee you, if we contacted Tubi and said we should get that Hulk Hogan movie with fucking Chris Hemsworth, we should totally get that Hulk Hogan movie together.
Let me tell you something, brother.
There he is.
Listen.
It's me, Android Hogan, dude. That brother. Doesn't work for me, brother.
Hey, brother, do you like black chicks?
Robo Savage!
Because
there's enough robots. Awesome.
Yes.
There's only one
robot. They have
robot.
The fattest ass.
We're never going to start this movie.
what I'm taking with my tag team partner, Hector, the sex robot dude.
That's right, brother. And we are going to fuck everything. Yes.
This is a man's world.
It's
a sex robot.
Anyways, though.
World.
Exactly.
Hey, Pete, I heard this was the election episode. I have not voted yet. I'm a new character, brother.
Well, you have my Android Hogan. But anyways, yes, this is episode 171. And Batch, it's your episode.
It's my pick.
What film have you picked for this episode post election?
Okay,
this,
I don't know.
Tubi election.
I don't know if this is going to be a thing for the month, but I suggested blind pick. This was a blind pick. We had just finished recording the last episode. I looked over Tubi. I scrolled once. I saw the title. I'm like, that's the one. Blind pick. Just based off the box art and the name of the movie, we're doing Bubba the Redneck Werewolf.
Batch is clearly all red bulled up at the moment over this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
He's all red.
It's probably going to be better than the racist Trump movie we watched last week.
Yep.
And the timing
that
of
was
that
the greatest
coming
movie.
Out.
That movie, I'm telling you right now, I think that I told you last week, that is going to be on my Halloween watch list now for every year is this Trump slasher. Man. Yeah, it's so fucking
it's literally
funny.
Halloween.
That shit is hilarious.
I'm surprised they didn't get sued Halloween by the makers of Halloween.
Didn't get
well.
Sued
John
yet.
Carpenter's dead. John Carpenter's
no,
dead.
Not. No, he's not.
He's not. I thought he was.
Oh,
dead.
Oh God.
No.
Anyways, though.
Yes.
Let's
well,
get
then tell him to make
it.
Another movie. Fuck.
Well, wait. Well, he could direct our Tubi movie. But anyways, though, what you need to do, everyone, is look up the film Rubber the Red. Sorry, Rubber the Red.
Rubber. Say that 25. Rubber. Say that 5 times fast.
He's made out of rubber.
He's drunk.
Yes. Rubber. Are you drunk?
I'm not even.
That dead is better.
Hold up, because I'm about to get all Red Bulled up as well.
Oh yeah.
But anyways.
Yeah.
But anyways. So, look up Bubba the Redneck Werewolf, if it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but if it isn't, it is probably streaming on other streaming services. And
it's on Prime Video.
On physical media. Okay, there you go then. so what
we have more ads than Tubi and you pay for it, just saying.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, but they only have the ads at the very beginning, but that's all they. Anyways.
Because
back to what I was saying. I'll count us down from five, and when I say go, that's when you play the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, though, Tubi is a free streaming service, so they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does come up, I'm already losing it already. Bass will play this sound effect.
I'm gonna come.
That's what I did on election night.
Ew.
Oh, yeah.
But once the ad is finished, Batch will play a sound effect again, but Marcy will make sure to give us a timestamp as well, just in case.
Hopefully.
So, however, though, if you're not interested in watching Bubba the Redneck Werewolf, first of all, how fucking dare you? I still reckon that this episode will still be a fun listen to, regardless. So, Marcy, Batch, Colin, Lance, are yous all ready to meet the werewolf version of the second of all guys with
pretty much
the redneck werewolf.
Rubber, rubber, rubber.
Counting down in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
All good.
I would imagine rubber. Oh my gosh, it said two rubbing nickels.
And you.
And you.
Damn it, my kid fucking made me miss some shit. What did I miss?
Nothing, we just started.
Two rubbing nickels and you. Oh, they really just started this thing right off, huh?
Yeah.
Dude, I'd rub some nickels on her. Let's go.
Oh, God.
It looks like Ginger Lynn Lassa.
Rub those nickels together, baby.
Barkham Asylum! Dog pound!
Oh, yeah. Was it Barkham? Like with dogs?
Barkham!
Yes, yes.
Oh my gosh, we have our connection to our last film. This asylum's only just down the road from the Mar-a-Lago Asylum.
Aww! Look at all the puppies!
Fuck those dogs, they're gonna get killed. Nobody wants them.
He is enshrouded.
Do you think they care about the
story
Peter?
Here, guys. Come on.
Oh, hey, it's my cousin!
Skittles!
It's my redneck cousin with two rubbing nickels.
In case you didn't know, it was two rubbing nickels. And you, huh?
And you. I'm going to rub your nickels together if you know what I'm saying.
And make it not look out
about Petter.
Fred. Fred Lad.
What's that?
Do you think I care about Peter?
The moment that broke Nez when he was on the show.
I remember that vividly.
It was that and about where to put your cum, in the hair or the eye. His name's Bubba!
His name's
He's got
Bubba.
A theme song!
Okay.
He does!
I like it.
Dude, they're like playing the jugs and shit over here.
Oh, this is great. This is very reminiscent of those early 80s, like Hee Haw and late 70s, early 80s. BJ and the Bear, Hee Haw, Dukes of
Yeah,
I remember
dude.
Hee Haw.
Yeah, dude.
I never watched it, but
I fucking love
it. It was always on Sunday nights.
BJ and the Bear. DJ and the Bear, dude.
Oh yeah,
that shit was so tight.
I mean, if it was like Dukes of Hazzard with werewolves, it'd be called Aruz with Hazzard.
Dude, buzz him. Get him out of the show early today, dude. Get him out of the early. Get him out of early.
You can't get him today.
I'm not taking this today.
The hell?
Yeah. Oh,
is that a, that, it's like a retriever that was thrown in the water and Mr. Daddy.
This song's got to be nominated for a Tubi Award.
It's based on a comic.
This you is think a so? Comic book. This
yes,
is a
it's comic, a comic book? Book movie.
This is Titus.
No.
All right.
It's based on a comic book.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, down the road from me here in Florida. I think I know where this place is.
It probably is Florida, Lance.
I think it is. I think it is.
On here.
Or Louisiana. Possibly Louisiana. Oh, my God.
Who has northern
cornfields? We don't have any fucking cornfields here.
Probably northern Florida.
Dude, I'm buying this right now.
What are you buying this
movie?
Number
one is a number one of Bubba the Redneck Werewolf.
Oh, the song.
Is like $45. And it's decent condition.
It's a classic.
I've never known.
This is like me telling off Freddy all the time.
First of all, that Pomeranian is in jail because he took our jobs.
Yeah, but we're going to put him in the meat and then we're going to eat him.
Where the hell did your megaphone go? Did you break it?
My megaphone got broke. The dog ate it.
What?
Dude, he just laid in shit. You guys missed that.
I think he fell in shit. Oh no, there's dogs on crime.
Hogs on Hogs. Oh, wait, she's watching Hogs on Hogs magazine.
It's a magazine about pigs on motorcycles.
I actually have a subscription to Hogs
Me
on
too.
Hogs magazine.
Well, all right. I didn't mean to offend you.
Anyway, we'll be back a little bit later. Bye.
There's an interview with Honky Cornette in that issue.
Yes, there is. I'm Honky Cornette, and I'm
Earnhardt.
Your favorite wrestling promoter.
That's a Dale Earnhardt. That's a Dale Earnhardt hat. That's a junior hat right there.
Now, if you've got a hog, you got to put it on your hog.
On your hog?
Otherwise, you're not getting the copy of that magazine.
I mean, if you go on Pornhub and type in hog on
I had
hog,
that
you'll
stereo.
Get a completely different type of videos on there.
Bede, I don't want to know
that stereo.
How do you know that, Bede?
Yes.
I'm not going to confirm or deny how I know all about it, but I blame Lance.
Don't throw him under the bus.
It's all so loud to me.
Oh.
I gotta turn my volume down. Hold up. My volume's turning down. Y'all are just
broken taint.
County.
Dude, you guys are going to
just right down the road from here. Okay.
Don't laugh at that. You guys never had busted taint? That shit hurts.
I'm pretty sure we found Louise's headquarters at Rusty Bombshell.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Sandy Friction. Yeah, I used to work at the Rusty Bombshell. That's where I met Louise.
Okay, guys. Hey, guys, I had to look it up. It was filmed in DeLand, Florida. So there you go. DeLand, Florida. Just once?
Just once.
Oh, my God. Holy shit. This is literally like 30 miles from where I live. I'm not shitting you. Literally 30 miles from my fucking house.
You may have to go get a drink there.
You have to go do a tour.
Yeah, this is like meant to be, I guess.
To tour the locations of Bubba the Redneck Werewolf.
Oh my gosh, it's Simple Simon.
I'm not saying a word.
You don't ever go.
What I missed? Did they say we're or something?
Timestamp.
Sure.
You don't ever go full retard.
Never.
Timestamp again.
Nah, it's only Colin that gets a timestamp. If we say timestamp, I can put it in our editing software and just type in that word and find it.
Timestamp.
And also, Marcy, you don't even technically have to put a beep anymore because you can take it out and also leave a silent
gap. I know, it makes editing so much easier. Maybe they could sponsor this really awful show one day.
No, it's funnier if you beep Colin and you don't beep me.
It is funnier that way.
That's what we do.
That's a rigged election. That's a rigged election. Can't do that.
Look at the D-grade Sid Haig here.
Depends who wins.
That's how it used to be.
It looks like Sid Haig.
It does look like Sid
Haig. It depends who wins the election and what we can do, like on our Tubi election.
Yes.
Are the polls still open? I think so. Bede, you might have to check the polls because I closed them.
Okay, I'll check out the polls. It is sexy Arnie.
It's sexy redneck Arnie.
Oh, he bashed the wrong car.
Bubba Beauregard. That's his name. Bubba Beauregard. Now, is that his daughter, his wife?
Ask Hulk Hogan. I don't know.
Wait, Hulk Hogan raped somebody? What?
No! Jesus, Colin!
Stop. I just heard Hulk Hogan and girl, and I was trying to put two and two together.
I got no comment for that.
Uh-oh.
I do.
A man's man, huh? He is like three times her age, to be fair.
To be fair.
To be
foul. I'm Hulk Hogan, the greatest wrestler of all time.
Wait. Hulk Hogan.
The mighty have fallen.
How old is Hulk Hogan? He's like 56, isn't he?
That's
no,
it?
No. He's 70.
He's a lot older than 56.
Listen, he's got skin like a hot dog, okay?
He looked all like right. He was 50 when he was 30.
Yes. So did most wrestlers.
I almost
back
went
then.
To see him. I almost don't went do, to see steroids. Him. He was up here pimping his beer.
That's right.
He was in St. Louis pimping his beer, and I was like, ooh.
His shitty beer.
Is it bad?
I don't drink anymore, so I don't know if what it would taste like.
Maybe he has a non-alcoholic brew. You know, those things are pretty big now. There's a lot. Even Heineken has one. Heineken Zero or something like that, right?
Oh, there's a lot of, like, non-alcoholic beer here.
See, I'm such a fucking fuck up that if I drink a non-alcoholic beer, it's just gonna be like, all right, that's cool. Maybe I'll try a real beer next time. Yeah, dude.
I literally was about to say that. Yeah.
Do they have non-alcoholic whiskey?
It's called maybe
syrup.
Do. Uh oh, something's happening. I had actual alcoholic whiskey the other day, and I don't drink whiskey.
Don't tell me that they have non-alcoholic whiskey, because I will go find that.
There is. And tequila and gin. And yeah, they've got it. They sell it at the grocery store. At least they do here in Florida. I don't know about the rest of the world.
Of course they do in Florida. They don't want people getting all fucked up like they
usually
do.
It's an ad for Tubi.
How's the meth down there? Is the meth better than up here?
They've got meth gators down there. It's got
We got pretty good meth up here.
Oh, we're back. 10:56. That was a quick Tubi ad for Tubi.
All right, we do have medical marijuana, but the recreational bill did not pass. Even though it had a 57% vote, they pulled the goalpost back because it had to have a 60%. It needed a super majority, so it didn't pass.
As a bartender, I don't approve.
Same thing with abortion rights. I'm sad to say.
Shut up with that abortion shit.
58% of the people in Florida, voted.
We're pro abortion here, okay?
Yeah, you know,
love abortion. I love killing babies. Okay, killing babies is America's listen.
They come out of the womb and you just slice their heads off, right?
And that's how you make ghost babies.
That's how you get ghost babies.
Killing babies is like baseball. It's America's pastime.
That's what baby boobalini is. It's a murdered baby. Well,
that
baby boobalini doesn't believe that. Shut the hell
up. Leave me alone. It's a trauma.
Hello, baby boy. Hey.
Speaking of abortion.
No, that did not happen. I'm a
your vacuum cleaner, baby. Get out of here. Ooh. Just stop today.
You have to stop saying that my baby Bubbleen is an abortion. She is not an abortion. She was already born a ghost. Not from ghost of
sperm. God, I don't think she found the ghost today.
I think Tomario is possessing Beat again.
Yes. He does that the same time.
Something's going on.
Hurricane.
Oh, no.
Hurricane. Hurricane, or as we call it here in Florida, Thursday night.
Yeah.
It's
No, it's not the you. It's still la vida.
It's still la vida.
Vida, did you have your wife to die?
I think it's the devil.
I think it's Satan himself, right?
Yeah, why can't that? Why is he in blackface? I can't see him.
I see you're wearing a MAGA.
Because he's red.
I see you're wearing a MAGA hat. You look like my kind of guy.
Yeah.
It's a three hat.
The devil in blackface.
That, that is a computer generated devil face.
Is it?
Yeah. No, that's makeup. That's makeup.
It looks pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I can't believe I'm being done.
Hello, have I stopped with Bean's body?
No, you're still in Bean's body tomorrow.
In any case, though, I have to possess Bean's body because I need. It was cold, and I need somewhere warm to heat.
Dude, stuck his the devil tomorrow? Just stuck his finger on that in that girl's butt.
Yes, a batch. Yeah.
Tomorrow, I think you have to reboot.
Maybe. Hold on, then I will reboot. I will be back.
Give the people what they want.
I expected to get buzzed for that.
You think? Macho man with hair on my chest.
And on his head. On my head. Oh no, it's Bead. He doesn't want to go bald.
I know. He's messing with this. Damn it. Even Bead could make a deal with the devil and get his hair back. God damn it. Poor guy.
Yeah, he might be a werewolf, but he's never meant to know. No one tell him.
Oh, you'll be lovable and happy as hell. And as far as the whole ball,
is that his actual voice, or is that like a computer generated voice?
It's his voice, it's gotta be. Is sign this, you sign this
right now, and I will get you this one of a kind. It's a trap.
Oh, it's 100% a trap
and a toaster.
Whoa, I want to go.
Oh, yeah, look at that devil's toaster.
Devil toaster.
I want toast now.
I want the devil's toaster.
Okay, that's up, Bean. So you say devil's toaster.
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to possess Bean's body. I just had to work out a few kinks.
Yeah, you had the haircuts, right?
Yes, that's all right. And also, I see a Super Mario in the crowd.
Sure.
Oh, that's my cousin Diablo.
that's a thick accent there.
Oh, it's a lad. I am also an Italian ghost.
It's a bead.
Yes, that's Tomario Gustellini.
Yes, there have been a lot of new characters on this show since you've been last on the show, lad. So.
Including his Italian baby that's not really an aborted baby.
Yes,
exactly.
It is.
Nicholas, not an aborted baby, you bastard.
Whoa, he's getting angry.
He's a ghost baby.
He knows one Italian word.
Well,
stupid.
Well, bibbidi bobbidi hoobity scoobity to you, too.
Well, that's what it is, Batch. You shouldn't be saying things like that. You shouldn't be making fun of Italian accents unless you use a modulator. But anyways, though, I better get to go because I got to go make some pasta sauce. And also, Marcy... Did somebody say Caldano?
Oh, my God. God.
There he is.
This guy's all hairy now because he asked to be hairy.
That's anyways, tight. I'll see you all later. Bye. Boo, believe.
Maybe he'll send Luigi by or something later, huh? Container.
Look at that eye, man.
Oh, man, that's great makeup.
That is good makeup.
That is pretty good, yeah.
For a whole bunch of movies like this.
Oh, no, he can't brush his teeth. He needs to go get a special branded wolf paste.
Oh, God. Ah!
Oh, he's going to cut himself. He's going to try and trim his beard.
Uh-oh.
No, he can't feel pain or something.
He just stabbed his own head.
Oh, seeing if he was dreaming.
Oh, he does feel pain. Oh, my gosh. He's the worst werewolf of all. He's a MAGA wolf.
Fucking werewolf. Ay vey. Hey, he's enjoying it. He's getting into it. I think I probably would too. Well, but then again, he's like not your traditional werewolf, right? Where they kind of forget everything, takes over.
Yeah, he's just
he's a team wolf.
He's a team
wolf werewolf.
Yes. Like team wolf. Yes.
Gotcha. That means he can sniff out the weed.
Yeah.
Sniff out.
Yeah, we're going to put him to work in our weed farm.
See, I'll say this, though. Like, if I was going to be a werewolf, I'd be the type of werewolf who at least is aware of what's going on and being more like this guy. It's like, oh, I get to be all hairy and mutt.
Oh, he's got a tail.
Got a tail?
It is. He's got a tail.
And he tucked it between his legs like a sad dog. Oh, my God.
He's about to redneck it up. That's a mega hat.
Oh, he's got a cigar.
It's a very sophisticated werewolf.
Hello? I wanted pictures of Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I
know.
Normally. Fine. I thought Louise promised everyone working rotary phones. What is this?
Yeah, where's our phones, Louise?
Right?
They're coming in mail. Leave her alone. Bede.
I think the polls are officially closed. Do you want to see what the results are for this election?
I've been trying to tell you for like 10 minutes now. But anyways. But yes, I've looked at the polls. The Twitter poll has 10 votes. But unfortunately, it's a tie between Louise and Craven.
Uh-oh.
What about the secondary poll?
The secondary poll.
Guess what? If that happens, the VPs fight it out to the death, and I know I can kill that one. So Craven's going to win.
Well, according to the Facebook poll, it's a tie.
So they've tied. There's a draw?
Yes.
Got a draw in the street. They got to gun it out.
Broken Taint. 102nd Annual Guild Fest.
The Broken Taint Fest? Featuring the devil?
Come on.
Burnt his wife.
I don't like him around here. Yeah, the devil, he's in Florida. You know, they say Florida's a lot like hell, right? You get the humidity, a bunch of people that are almost dead, and you know.
Trump, if the devil's... Florida. I mean, if the devil around Florida, there's only one person that could get rid of him, and that, of course, is... Hold on.
our Lord and Savior Kanye West.
Oh, Michael Bay Marathon! Bede would be stuck in there.
I mean,
listen,
I'm
all over the Transformers movies right now. God.
And Bane would still stay in there.
Oh, here comes Father McTaggart.
Whoa!
Whoa, he just copped a feel.
Uh-oh.
He's still getting from the baby. Nun. Marcy hit it, that son of a bitch. Something.
What am I meant to be doing?
Father McTaggart.
Hit that son of a bitch.
Wait, where's the...
Oh, no, it's a book club. Learning, no!
It's because rednecks can't read.
Well, it said gun club, and then he put his hands up there and it changed it to book club.
Now they were just upset that it wasn't the
gun. Did you just give that baby weed?
No, gave him
booze.
Alcohol. Whoa!
Oh,
the extra hands.
Let's go. Okay.
Kind of handy.
Yeah, I'm sure the nun was wearing that under her clothes.
Oh, hi, sexy auntie nun.
Hmm. I think that's Father McTugger's girlfriend. Endless Jimmy
Buffett.
They love it. They would love that. That's not realistic. They love Jimmy Buffett.
Yes.
Dude, that girl is totally a trailer park girl.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
Well, she just stole the alcohol from her child. Whoa.
What in the fuck is going on here? They're just going from scene to scene here.
He's Hulk Hogan, that bitch. He's jacking off over there.
Oh, I can see her nun bun.
Look at that trans stamp.
Dude, look at that. You know she's got a real
trans stamp. That's like that Universal Monsters nice. Tramp stamp also being...
No shit. That's not a tramp stamp. It's like a tramp poster or something.
Tramp poster.
Oh no, he's putting a banana in the tailpipe.
Gets him every time.
Isn't that what Hector did to Derek, the Dalek? The
It blew up like a Tesla. It blew up like a Tesla.
I couldn't read that. What? Oh, hey, Cletus!
Sid Haig.
That's not Hello, Sid Haig.
It's Timu Sid Haig.
It's Timu Sid Haig.
Okay.
Hello, Laura Jean, Bobby Dean, Gordine, Laura Maureen. Sorry, no,
I mean,
dogs
what's the difference? They all look like a werewolf in this car. Oh!
Uh-oh.
No one notices.
No one notices.
Wearing a mask or something.
This movie is genius.
You look
Hey, I agree with that. Never too early for a drink.
Silver light.
Oh my gosh, Bubba, is something different about you? Did you get a haircut?
He changed races.
Don't I look different to you today?
I can't even tell, and he's so disappointed.
Your breath smells, Bubba.
Well, he has been licking his. Well, his breath only stinks a bit more because he's been licking his crotch. Okay,
that'll do it.
Oh, they notice now. Is he eating them?
Rusty bombshell.
2602, and another ad for Tubi.
Tubi's really promoting their original TV series.
I'm telling you, I would say they're the next big thing, but you guys made them the big thing. So
exactly.
I was already there. They have arrived.
Bade, these ads are trying to tell you something.
And they still won't return our calls.
They'd be alone, Weight Watchers. I already feel bad about my weight anyway.
Listen, yeah, I'm on a diet right now, so
we're back. 26.
I'm on my diet. I'm on my diet phase of my getting healthy. So, like, today I ate
Low sodium
chicken noodle soup. and broccoli. Okay. It was and it was so good.
How much has he eaten?
Like, hell yeah.
He's eaten all the chicken wings.
Bro. He's got the munchies.
Well, he did go to the all-you-can-eat Jimmy buffet.
Well, he's eaten so many chicken wings, he's ready to go on hot ones now.
I would say so,
yeah. Uh-oh.
Dude, imagine if they put this guy on hot ones. That would be amazing.
This is the second. These are the second of all guys' cousins.
Yeah, I was about to say that's their cousins for sure. They're the bikers. Oh!
Oh!
First of all, that's Al Buffy. Second of all, that's our cousins, the first of all guys.
Hey, you found your megaphone.
Yeah, I know. The first of all guys are very wild. We're not happy about them.
No.
Now that's a megaphone.
Here's a megaphone. Now, Craven's gonna win this election. I know you voted for Louise because you're a turncoat. Well, you shut up! Why did you get back in your trailer park, attach it to your truck, go down to Florida, and never come back? You're not allowed to come over for Sunday brunch no more. Well, you're not allowed to come over for my bar mitzvah.
Why? Someone break their megaphones!
Yeah, take them away from them.
Okay, you two need to calm down, all right? Now, calm down, go in the corner and think about what you've done.
Your brothers stop fighting over politics.
Exactly.
Especially when it comes to this election.
Yes.
And I mean the Tubi election. Whoa!
Oh!
He just put that
in his eye.
There you go.
Yeah, we need to nominate the Sighay Teemu guy for the awards.
Yeah.
Well, he pissed his pants. I mean, I know Bubba wanted an eye filler, but this is ridiculous.
I think this may be nominated for best 2D movie so far.
Yes.
That sounds like a stretch to me, Batch, but okay.
The bar's really low for that award.
He knocked his head off.
Decapitation.
Bubba the redneck werewolf has now become the long arm of the law.
Oh, that was bad.
Ain't hungry for chicken. But you just ate 700 wings, right?
No, I'm sorry. Werewolves have a high metabolism.
Bubba's a bit different.
You know, see, think about it. Oh, werewolves have a very high metabolism. You've never seen a fat werewolf, have you?
No.
Nobody has.
No, not really. Not really. And the American way of life. And he eats human corpses. American way of life. Eating human corpses. Mm-hmm. Yep, that's closer than I wish it really was.
And you can get it from Greasy Pete's Backroom Meats.
Is that where Arby's is like stationed?
We got the meats.
Well, I'm a hammer.
That was good.
He's got a podcast coming out, huh?
I know.
Does he really?
Yeah.
You know,
him and Joe Rogan can hang out, huh?
Ew.
No, it's gonna be choice cuts, how to eat humans.
Call him.
Joe Rogan ate somebody?
No.
Uh-oh. Look what we started.
That dude looks like Colin.
Hell yeah.
Without the glasses.
I think that's what Tamario looked like before he was a ghost.
I think so.
Put it there, pal.
What the fuck?
Oh, wow. Okay.
At least it's on a dick.
He's gonna go jerk off with the hand.
He's gonna go masturbate with the
hell yeah.
Oh my god.
He's going
it's
to
so right.
It won't reach.
He said it won't reach.
He can't reach. He can't. Wow. He was trying to reach.
He was. He was trying.
No human waste.
Wow. They didn't hide that very well.
Right.
Timu. What'd y'all call him? Timu Sid Haig?
Yes.
Yes.
That's what they all say, brother.
I've eaten out a man, but I haven't eaten a man before, so I don't know. This is all new to me.
Ew.
Oh my gosh! Uh-oh. It's the Stephanie.
Get a ram.
Oh my gosh, Bubba Ray, Billy Bob, that werewolf over there watching on us is perfect.
Is that a lesbian couple?
He's gonna get wolfy.
Are there any other looks like a butch lesbian?
It's a young girl with a extremely older man.
It was a man.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Damn. Who? I thought it was a butch.
Oh my God, Stephanie! Who is the hairy guy? I wanna pat him and take him for a walk.
I think she's going to start thinking Bubba's sexy now that he's a werewolf.
Seems that way.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie. Oh my gosh, Stephanie. Is that Robin Williams?
Aww. That was terrible. Oh my God, he's Hulk posing.
He is.
He is Hulk posing right now. I'm scared.
Ain't scared.
She's gonna fuck that werewolf.
I think she is gonna fuck that werewolf.
Vietnamese whorehouse.
Whoa.
I thought he said when a corporal licked him.
It's talking about a blowjob. It's going so fast,
I can't even tell what he's. Okay.
He's talking about she was good swallower. At swallowing.
Listen, when you're in a Vietnamese warehouse, I mean,
what?
Wolf house. A Vietnamese wolf house.
Yes.
A Vietnamese wolf house. As soon as you walk in, they're like,
rent. Give me the rent.
Hey, they need money for rent.
That's racist.
I
let
that dude. I swear that the older guy, the girl's boyfriend, husband, father, whatever, it looks like he's wearing a wig.
I'm sure he is. Yeah, that's like perfectly coiffed hair, right? There's no way that's real. Look at that. That's totally a wig. Totally a wig.
It's a toupee.
Dangerous Dwight.
He's like 10 times
he's gonna
the range. Right.
He's going to spray paint his face orange next, Marcy.
Oh, no.
Bad wig, orange spray paint. Where am I going here? I don't know.
We're not going nowhere.
Friends with Hulk Hogan.
Whoa!
Oh!
Okay.
I think he learned that from Robot Hulk Hogan.
She's so wet.
Yep.
She's about to make him a
fuck
wet dog.
You now, werewolf. Fuck me now, werewolf. He's going to smell like
six,
wet dog.
She threw him a six-pack of Hulk Hogan beer.
He's going to eat her out, and he's going to smell like wet dog the whole day.
Is that mean, like, if they have sex and have a child that's a werebaby?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Then it would be aborted.
Oh,
it will be a ghost werebaby ghost thing.
What was that? What was that? Okay, we got action at Craven HQ. I think he's going to give me a speech about this election.
All right.
Let's go over to Craven headquarters. Yes, hello, everyone. It's me, Louis Lassa. I'm here. I was Craven's campaign manager. And Craven here is going to say a few words about the election.
What the fuck is that noise? People taking pictures?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's press conference.
Raven's yes. press conference.
Hello, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm going to keep this brief. Ladies and gentlemen and esteemed listeners of the 2B Tuesday podcast, today I stand before you not as the victor, but as a humbled warrior. The battle for the presidency has been fierce, and while I have not emerged triumphant, I must concede this election. I remain steadfast in my convictions and my dedications into this community. I will not address the baseless allegations and charges that have been thrown my way. My focus has always been on the hunt for truth and excellence, and I will not be distracted by the noise of unfounded allegations. To my opponent, Luis Lasser, I extend my congratulations. Luis, you have been proving yourself to be a formidable adversary. I've been one with a penchant for mediocrity. Your leadership will be undoubtedly bring a new era to the 2B Tuesday podcast, one that I can only hope you will not dreadfully as your campaign. May your presidency be as remarkable as your character, and may you find success in your own unique way. The 2B Tuesday podcast deserves the best, and while I may not believe in you, I wish you the best because you're going to need it. Thank you to all my supporters. This is not the end, but merely a new beginning. The hunt continues, and fuck Spider-Man.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Craven concedes. Holy shit.
Didn't see that coming.
That's probably
that's a first.
I didn't see that coming. That is a first.
What charges? What did he do?
What did he do?
I mean, the question is, what didn't he do? That's the question.
That's true.
Oh yeah.
So I guess Luis wins. Luis is president.
Luis is officially 2B Tuesday's president.
First female president, huh?
Of the podcast
of 2B.
He didn't write that speech. He totally GPT'd that speech.
Yeah, it was very well spoken for Craven.
wait another 250 years, and I'm sure we'll have a female president here in America by then.
Nah. Never gonna happen.
You're right, wishful thinking.
You have to come in, ladies. You have to be president. You have to come in. Nope, it doesn't count unless she comes in studio.
Yeah,
she has to accept it in person.
She has to come when she's in the studio.
No, not
she has to come in the studio.
Whoa! Look at those balls.
Whoa. Hello.
Hello.
Louise Lasser.
Louise, you're still on the phone.
Well, I mean, look at that man's balls. But anyways,
Louise, you sound like your daughter.
You sound like Sherry Lulu.
Oh wait, it's me, Sherry Lulu.
Sherry Lulu, go get your mom from the car and tell her to get her ass in here.
All right, I'll get in here. Talk to you a bit later. Hi, Colin.
Bro, don't.
I'll talk to you later, Colin.
I'm sorry, dude. It's my new favorite bit.
How are you?
I don't know what that voice is either, Louise.
Go get your mom.
Oh, everyone, it's me, Louise Lasser. How are
there
you?
There you go, Louise.
That's that masculine voice we've been waiting for.
Oh, hotties, I'm so excited.
Louise,
congratulations. Cigarette and whiskey voice.
Oh, yes, hotties. First of all, I'm very excited.
Congratulations, President Louise.
Oh, I'm very excited, honey. I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to celebrate by drinking my most expensive wine, which is about $4.
Oh, did you get that from
Wow, you went all out.
You bet your ass, honey.
Sweet.
Louise, are you ready for the amount of work that you have to do now? Because there's a lot of work that has to be done to be president. We haven't figured out what that is yet, but...
honey, yes. Well, first of all, I'm very excited. First of all, I'm going to adopt Simple Jack here. He's going to be in charge of health. And I have a feeling he'll do a better job than RFK Jr.
At least he'll get a vaccine.
Damn. Exactly, honey. Exactly. And also, I got to put my cabinet together. And all.
Louise.
I'm just very excited.
Louise.
Yes, hello, Anastasia.
Hello, Louise. I would like to offer Anastasia sexy auntie number one services in your cabinet.
She should be your head of security.
Oh, yes. This is a good idea. Yes, not only will you become head of security, you'll also be the in charge of the military, honey.
This sounds perfect to me.
No, that could be Anastasia.
Ooh. Oh, that is true. Anastasia is part of the FBI, so it makes sense that she runs the military, and Anastasia, you can run the security of me.
This sounds like plan, and I'll tell Anastasia what the plan is. But also, if you look at this fine film, can you find me this Bubba, the redneck werewolf? I think I want to ask him on a date.
Oh, yes, honey. I will make sure to do that because he's
dead. We have Ed.
It's another to be original.
We are halfway through this movie. Oh. Yes, it is fat, but you shouldn't tell him this.
Yes, we're going to make sure that...
Okay, we're back. 4218, and I'm going to start working on your security, Louise.
Yes. And also, Baba here is much better at more...
Whiskey? Sorry, Louise, that was fucking funny.
I mean, it is.
Sorry, Louise, we have to actually watch a movie here.
Yes. But
we watch movies on this podcast? We started doing that a long time ago.
Yes.
Well, I was going to say, Anastasia, I will hook you up with Bubba the Redneck Werewolf, but believe me, he's a better hairy hunter than Kraven. Let's just say that.
Now, speaking of Kraven, what do you say to your political rival that he conceded the election to?
Oh, yes. First of all. I think Kraven ran a really good campaign, and he did pretty well. But in the end, the voters were very split on it, the decision, since it was literally a tie. But Kraven knew that it would only make sense that I was the leader of this podcast and also in charge of everything. And, you know, as a little lady from New York who's 70 years old, I think I'm the perfect person to be president.
Did you say you came from a middle-class background?
Oh, I say so, yes.
Can I ask, why is there a zombie in this werewolf film?
Oh, they're here to promote Bane's show, Bane vs. the Living Dead, which you can listen to.
There you go.
But what if we don't want to listen?
I
can't believe how many fucking
movies. I like how the zombies have no makeup.
No. And it also looks green screen a little bit.
We're shooting him because they're liberals! Anyways, no, yet. Well, I better get going because I gotta get the campaign together and also get everything working. And I know Colin's upset that he can't be the VP, but he can still be the hate in my administration.
Oh. Louise, are any of us going to be in your cabinet, or do you not trust us?
Oh, yes, honey.
I'm Canadian. Oh, yes, I can't be. Until we have Canadian to be elections, I can't run.
Well, that will be our Canadian correspondent.
I want ambassador.
You can be the ambassador, honey.
That way he gets immunity.
Louise.
Well, I already have immunity because I'm tribal chief.
Yes,
truly, Louise, is there really any room left in your cabinet, though, after all the pumpkin pie and beer?
There can't be any
space remaining.
Oh, there's always a lot of room, honey. Always head fell off.
How about the red wine?
Oh, the red wine will be plentiful. And also, Lance, I will make sure that Florida becomes its own state. It is never part of America, and you can be in charge of it.
I love it. And a free vacuum cleaner for everyone.
Oh, yes, honey. Believe me, everyone's going to be sucking up a lot at the end of this episode.
Louise, can you put me in charge of Australia since you're doing really good favors?
Oh, yes, honey. You could be our Australian ambassador, honey.
Yeah, but I want to run the country.
Well, yes, you can do a much better job.
That's a big win.
So Colin, you're I would tell Colin. You know.
Let's call it. Baba Joe, we gonna have some hanky panky, Baba Joe.
We're gonna hanky panky.
Colin, you're a Seldy head of HR in Louise's cabinet.
Tight.
We're not having sex.
And we didn't get to see it.
Yeah, we got
robbed. He had sex with all of his clothes on.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm loving this movie. I want to see Cal Nato.
That's got to be a thing.
Well, it's
right?
real. No, it's real.
Is it real? Is it real?
There's Cocknado.
Cocknado? What?
Cat-nado.
Is there a
Cocknado?
Cat. Oh.
Cat. I haven't found a porn Cocknado. But on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, we have cock tsunamis.
Yes.
That's right.
Anyway, so I better get going because I got a lot of work to do. Ooh. So I'll talk to you all later.
The yellow pages. The yellow pages.
It should have been called the yellow pages. Yellow pages.
Such a shit. This is my favorite movie.
When was that computer monitor built? 1983 or what? Yes. Look at that. LA virus. Stay off those porn sites, right?
Oh!
girls, and dogs. Yeah, bestiality.
Hey, legitimate yellow pages.
Oh, yeah. That's what they say here, Marcy. What are you laughing at? That's what they say here in Florida. You didn't know that?
No, I'm just learning now. Stuff and junk. Shit happened. Yes. God bless.
Shit.
Let's go get some gas and cats. Great.
You know what I just
that
realized?
Is great.
Toby's now the first lady.
Oh.
He's the first ghost.
He's the first ghost.
It's me. Toby.
You have invoked the spirit.
Well, I heard somebody say girls, and dogs, so I immediately had to come back.
I can't handle you.
So congratulations, Toby. Louise is a president. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm very excited. I get to be the first ghost. The very first ghost of the 2B presidency. And for all time as well. So I'm very, very excited about it, guys. And believe me, the 2B house, it's going to get some massive changes. And believe me, I'm going to redecorate the whole place. It's going to get a new paint job, and by paint job, I mean ectoplasm everywhere.
Now, where does this leave Ninja Terminator 2 be in the relationship, if you're the first ghost?
Well, that's a bit of a complicated question, because Ninja Terminator 2 be... Yeah,
and he did endorse Kraven.
Well, that's... Yeah, so I don't know where that's going to leave us now. Ninja Terminator 2 be... He's like... He turned his back on us, so I don't know. I mean, we're still going to give him the health care he needs because of his amputated wheels. Oh, and his head blew off.
No, he just punched him through the head. And he got his money.
It's my dollar.
Slurpzilla.
But, yes. But anyway, so yes. Yeah, so we're going to make sure that Ninja Terminator 2B gets his healthcare, but yeah, I don't know. I think we're going to have to, let him go from the throttle, unfortunately, since he went with Kraven.
That's very harsh.
Well, he's got to learn his lesson.
Oh, wow.
So let me ask you a question. Is the new president gonna own the libs?
Oh, he's gonna. Oh, Louise is definitely gonna own the libs.
She's kidding.
Oh, actually, no. Wait, what's that, Louise? Oh, she's not gonna own the libs. She's gonna own the lips.
Okay, I was so close.
She's going to go around and kiss all those lips, and I'm going to be, very, very excited about it, especially when it's other women's lips. And then And as soon as she kisses those female lips, I'm gonna be like,
it's the devil is in Florida on DNN. Lose a hippie drug addict massacre, annoying hobo found.
Instead of the headline saying Florida man, it's going to say Florida devil, right?
It's the Florida devil. The price is souls.
Anyways, I'm going to go because I'm going to go. Start ectoplasming them all over the Tubi house. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye.
That's presidential splooge now.
Yes, exactly.
The devil's like, abortions for everyone.
I've heard the devil is a big fan of ghost babies.
This is kind of on point, unfortunately. I gotta leave, guys. This movie's way too close to home. This thing's filmed at 30 miles from where I live.
Yeah, you gotta go visit this place. Why is there a clown?
All these sins they're committing.
What is even happening in this movie?
This is nuts. This took a turn. This took a weird turn.
Yeah, the devil's in Florida fucking everything up right now.
That explains everything that's been happening.
Cracker County, is that real?
Cracker County.
Cracker County.
Now, is this devil different from Blue Chuzu?
Yes.
Well, Blue Chuzu just wants everyone to get erect dicks, so.
That's true.
It's a ref. He's reformed because he went to rehab.
The devil just like came down the Florida and he was all like, I'm about to make a name for myself. Yeah. Okay. You can't do that to me. It was a soundbite.
Yeah, but you stole it from me. That was my bit first.
the land that time forgot. Welcome to America, the land that time forgot.
That sounds like America.
Aye.
America.
Sounds like Australia in a lot of ways, too.
They should change it to America.
Ginger Lynn Lasser.
It is.
Okay, we're back to that clairvoyant from the beginning
of
the movie.
Yes.
Okay. Everything's coming full circle now. Okay.
Oh, she's blind.
She should have been played.
Okay. And she wants to give it to her.
If Ruth Gordon was still alive, she should have played her.
Yes.
She could definitely play Ruth Gordon, right? In a biography movie.
Yes.
Oh, you got the mark of the beast.
Oh, no.
Ew. Oh, she's ew!
What the fuck? Yeah. Is that Cairo, sir?
Oh, I just read your pub. That's where the pool's gonna be in the future.
She had a little bit too much of the ectoplasm earlier.
Ew!
It looks like it. It is the ectoplasm.
It is.
Toby, still here with us?
Yes. Am I still here?
ectoplasm in the movie.
Oh, yes.
Did they take acid or what? What's going on here?
I don't know.
My nuts.
That guy with the big balls.
I kind of want to
comic. So, yeah, you read my mind. Is a comic book like this or what?
I don't know. It's got to be like an independent comic.
It has to be, yeah.
They sprayed the ectoplasm. This movie is amazing. Leading souls
to damnation on earth. I think both, like, the guy who plays Bubba and also the psychic should be up for acting nominations.
And Timu Sinhage, yes.
I am checking my my Hoopla app right now to see if I can borrow what is it called again? Bubba the Redneck Werewolf. I'm going to see if the comic book's available for me to borrow from the library here.
I'm looking at like the covers for the comic, and that actually looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think we might need to read this comic.
It looks tight.
And it's not available through the library. Okay, well, I'll just have to go buy it, I guess. $40, you say?
Yeah, it's on eBay, number one.
$40. Okay.
Did you not receive the smokeless ashtray from Fjorn Bjorg?
Fjorn Bjorg.
He's like Fjorn Bjorg.
She's like the female version of Udo Kier.
She's brilliant.
See, she gets to be a supporting actress nominee.
Mmm. Oh.
Inadvertently.
Oh. And your chosen one.
Hero of heroes.
Do you know what would have made this movie?
Also, Hulk Hogan.
Ew. Too much technoplasm is bad for you.
What the fuck? Where did that come from?
Now that she's done all the psychic reading, she's going to be like...
Give me rent.
Rent.
Rent. Give me rent.
Rent.
Rand. Did you know that that guy is in Transformers? He's one of the Russians in Transformers 3.
Yeah. Seriously, or are you making this up?
Mm-mm. I've been watching the Transformer movies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought no one in this movie was in anything else at all. Literally. Uh-oh. Wow, he's going after the devil. You sound just like one of them comic book heroes. Oh! Get the end joke there? Okay.
Yeah.
The movie's gone self-aware.
Through the darkest night.
No.
Hell!
Oh, are these all zombies now?
They're all there.
Yes. 5810. I think they're zombies because I can't work it out.
Yeah.
Did you bring
well, they had their wishes. Yeah, right? They had their wishes done, and then they became zombies.
Okay.
They are really pushing this to be original show.
Yes.
It sucks.
5811. Oh, see, his big balls can just put his beer in there.
How is it that the nun has the biggest tits in town, is what I want to know.
Also, why is Bubba going all the way to find the devil when he could just go to the bar? He's just right here.
I know. Where's he going? Where's he going? On a hero's journey? I think he's going on a hero's journey. You want your
mojo back. Blue chew.
Blue chew.
Dummy, yeah.
I got hips problem. A hip fix, boner city, and a brand spanking new testicle.
You know, that old chest on.
He's asking for a lot. This dude's complaining a lot, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, if I'm going to sell my soul, I'm going to get my money's worth here.
Exactly.
Oh, you know what? You know what? I take it back. This guy's not the Teemu Sid Haig. He's the Teemu Jonathan Banks.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, Clovis!
He's asking for...
Oh, no!
He's asking for way too much from the devil.
Yeah, well, you know, it doesn't work that way, does it?
Definitely not.
I'll trap as what was the presidency.
I can't stand Simple Jack here. It's freaking me out.
I don't like his teeth. Did he just sell his soul for a fucking beer?
A cold beer.
You know what? Yes. Now that's a bargain. That's a bargain.
No, Simple Jack, no!
Smoking. Is he going to become cool all of a sudden? Instead of this nerdy Simple Jack?
No.
Prodigal son returns.
But if he kills the devil, does he revert back to just being his normal redneck self?
You know what? Something Marcy, something tells me that we are going to find out. This is way too well scripted to leave us hanging.
It strangely is.
You know what? Hey, Mutt. Hey, you know what? Bubba just walked into this bar and saw the devil, and he was all
hey,
like,
Freak Joe! You're going nowhere! I got you for 3 minutes!
That works.
3 minutes of playtime!
I'll never get sick of playing that in every episode.
We're gonna make America full retard again.
No.
Timestamp.
Fucking Vegas girls.
Where did
something.
They get the girls from?
It's weird. Like a Van Halen video or something. I feel like I'm in my childhood again.
Hello, everyone. It's me, the ghost of Donald Trump.
No.
I'm the best ghost. There's many ghosts. There are only zeros on this podcast except for me.
Oh, no. Trump, Ghost Trump, you're not going to try to run as the president of the afterlife, are you?
I'd say Craven was robbed. Louise lost her. I'm the rightful president of the GPT State podcast. I was assassinated by some real beasts.
Well, you can't run. You're dead. Piss off.
Pete, I can't believe you're making fun of the dead. You have a whole fucking podcast about the dead.
I know. I'd rather deal with baby Craven than you, Trump.
And I have one thing to say to you.
Ew, oh! You bastard.
Out your ears.
I'm not gonna like Trump's now as a ghost. He's got ectoplasm all over everyone, and he's gonna grab us by the shushies.
No, he's just gonna go after you.
Look at that moonshine.
Probably go after anyone who attacks him.
Is she talking about drinking Sterno? That is what they're doing. Gasoline and Sterno.
Hellshine.
Oh, they're gonna go drink for drink, right? Like in the Raiders of the Lost Ark scene, right? See who can do the most.
Yeah. So is this the battle? They have a drink off.
I love it. It's perfect.
Well,
somehow it's
Marcy,
perfect.
Well,
that's totally Florida.
Well, Marcy, they have to do a shop battle because there's no fiddles around for them to do a battle.
Perfect.
Hey, that was a great joke.
I thought it was fucking hilarious. I like that one. You're playing quarters. I'll just drink another shot.
So, is that a moonshine? Is this a
I'm saying that, Marcy.
Carl was set up like 10 minutes ago. And the movie did it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this is brilliant. It's actually brilliant. You're going to have to go back and watch it now.
Right,
oh, my God.
You.
The devil comes to Florida and he makes people trans. He gives you abortions. Yep. And all these.
Gives you big balls, makes you a clown, and a werewolf.
Oh my God! Grimms the children, right, with books in the library they shouldn't read, you know. And
this is what happens when you run your election on identity politics. The devil comes and makes you a werewolf.
Why is Bubba slowly turning into Lumpy from the Star Wars Holiday Special?
That's right.
Is Lumpy the one that watched the weird disco porn, or was that the younger one?
That was the grandpa. Lumpy is Chewie's son.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, little Lumpy. And then the grandpa was the saddle man and watched really erotic.
If only the holiday special was on TV, we could do that as one of our Christmas episodes.
You have to. Guys, you have to. Is it not on Tubi?
No, that may.
How could it not be on Tubi?
That may have to be a YouTube Tuesday.
Yes.
And I might be sick that day.
Right now. Carl will watch it.
I do know there's a new documentary in the Star Wars Holiday Special. You guys heard about that?
I think there is, yeah.
What was it? We all just did cocaine, and that's the best we could do.
Yes.
It is not on Tubi. God damn it. Fuck. Ah, man, my heart is broken. All right.
No, Bubba, keep drinking. Oh! Bubba was letting out a hot load.
That's desperate.
Fucking hell, Bede.
What the fuck is he drinking?
That was like that was a reference back on Muggsy's Girls, because I made that same joke for a different purpose.
Well, I don't remember, like, a few episodes ago. It was a movie that had mud wrestling and a rabbit that smoked
Muggsy's
pot.
Girl. Yeah, Muggsy's Girls.
Yes.
I wasn't paying attention to your joke, Speed.
Oh,
are they gonna be the friends? Oh no, he knocked him
the
over.
Are you kidding me? Bubba beat the devil. He pushed me.
Yeah.
Well, you're in Florida. The rules don't apply. So just go down to Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, but as we learned from last week, it's sanitarium.
Wolfie.
Bob's all
See,
like,
I think. But I think Bubba and Wolf Cop need to team up for a
They
movie.
Do.
You think so? The Canadian? Isn't the Wolf Cop Canadian?
Wolf Cop is Canadian.
Okay. The Canadian Lugaroo. And the Floridian. A match made in heaven.
And they got to fight Frankenstein into Dracula.
Yes.
Socialized medicine versus meth on the street. Gotcha.
Oh! Ooh. Oh! Bubba's beating the shit out of the devil.
Whoa!
Oh!
He's got, like, flaming punches.
He's got a Hadouken.
He's the devil, Marcy! What'd you think he had ice cubes that he shot out?
Yes.
Wah, wah, wah.
No, Hot Babe, don't sell your soul to the devil.
Not Baba Joe.
You did
not Hardy Joe.
Let me do it for you.
Is she going to be a werewolf girl too?
That'd be great.
That would be excellent.
That would be a happy ending, right?
Hmm.
It's like Shrek all over again. The ending of Shrek.
Oh, that's right. Literally. You're right. If you like pina coladas.
I totally forgot they lived in Crackerville.
What was that? That's where they live. 30 miles from my house.
Lance, you have to go do the tour of this movie.
I'm going to. I'm going to.
Let's all go down to Crackerville. Yes,
okay. What the fuck? It makes very little difference anyway. Because there's only one way to get your contracts and send me back to hell. You've got to guess my name. My real name.
Oh.
It's Steve.
It's like the rumpus.
Is your name John?
Is your name Tim?
Susan. Mitch? Who the hell
would name their kid Mitch? It's Moose, isn't it? You might as well give up trying. I'll tell you, Lance, get
that
joke.
Wait.
Ooh.
I thought Rumpelstiltskin was gonna show up.
Okay. So did I. I was like, oh shit.
Oh my god, he's got a name like Sherry Lulu.
Wow.
Is your name Sherry Lou Louise Lasser Jr. the Third, Esquire, Mother of Dragons, first of a name, back in action, the next generation? Electric Boogaloo, go to college.
Yes.
This movie, I'm enjoying this so much more than I should be.
I know, right?
I knew you could do it, Bubba.
Way to go, Bubba.
Now to go get my back waxed.
You like the guy. Oh, is he going to rip
contract?
Oh, he's kept his. Oh.
Yeah, contract.
This is the contract.
Yay, Bubba!
The chef's gonna be like, is there a way you could change the contract so my arms
the arms longer?
A little bit longer.
They're all so happy. A joyous occasion, like the Trump election.
Yeah.
America's officially great again.
It is now that.
Oh, look, it's a divorced mom.
Oh, that's what divorce mom looks like.
Make America Florida again.
Make America Florida again.
I just tried to make the Elon Musk Hulk Hogan android. You guys aren't ready for this pick.
Fucking hell.
I'll put it in the Tubi group.
Put it in the group. I need to see this.
I just did another fucking spit take.
Yeah, let's see it in slow motion.
Oh, Ed! For 1 hour, 11 minutes, 33 seconds. Right at the end. Okay, that picture was so funny.
These shows look so bad, too, don't they?
It's all over the table.
Hey, all kidding aside, have you guys seen that Tubi original movie, Low Lives?
No,
really good. Whoa, so much better than it. It'll probably be in my top 10 this year. And it'll be original. It's called Low Lives.
We don't watch quality on this podcast.
We only watch Tubi originals for the Tubi original poll at the start of each year.
Well, we can pick Tubi originals, just none of us know ever
do. All the fucking commercials. We got to see all these commercials just to catch the final act.
Yes, 1 hour, 11 minutes, 37 seconds. Let's go.
The final 6 minutes of the movie.
Exactly.
Oh my god. Is she going to give him a wolf job or what?
A wolf job?
Pulling hair out of her teeth.
Ew.
Right, she's got so much pubes in her teeth. It's just so gross.
Right, his body. No, she's gonna get a field of pubes.
No, she's gonna like get a weed whacker to give him a shave down.
No, he got Manscaped.
If you want to get Manscaped, go to manscaped.com and just put in the promo code Bubba the Hairy Redneck Werewolf get 20% off. Are you as hairy as a werewolf?
Type in your code werewolf pussy and save 20% off.
Of course.
We'll see.
Oh, they're howling at the moon. I'm so disappointed. She didn't become a werewolf.
She didn't turn into one.
That's what the sequel's for, right?
I hope so.
Hi guys, how's it going?
Oh, it's
hey, Craven.
Hey guys.
What's up?
Craven's the real puppet master behind President Louise, right?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, man. I just I got some charges, and I can't be president if I got charges. That's the rules, right? Like, it's not that it's not like.
Yeah, you can't be a felon, a convicted felon, by all means.
It's not like this is all going according to plan or anything. Like, uh-huh. It's not like I have some master plan to make sure Louise was elected president or nothing. Or no.
Well, we can't even say that. I feel
fine about this.
You feel like you made the right decision.
No bad can come in this room.
Is that the real artwork from the comics?
I think it
That's
is.
Pretty yes. damn good. Yes.
Colin, I'm sorry you don't get the VVP, bro. We'll still go for wings later.
Uh-oh. Maybe next Dude, time.
Cool. Okay, get wings. We'll make everything.
I am totally sold on reading this comic.
What? I actually want to read this. I want the soundtrack to this movie.
I find it weird that Bubba in the comic book, a lot of the panels, he looks more like a kangaroo than a werewolf.
you would know, right?
Yes.
Exactly.
You guys have him just walking down the street there, right?
Exactly.
Of course we do. Of course we do.
Have you ever seen the kangaroo on weed?
I don't know if I want to. Oh. I was gonna say, coming up next on Tubi, Man Eater, The Red Green Show, Glozies, Little Nicky, and again, I think we had Rescue from Gilligan's Island before.
That's a fucking Canadian TV show, oh, wow. The Red Green Show, man. I like that show. Keep her stick on the ice.
Show's tight.
Oh.
Yeah.
But no Hogan knows best. That's the
story. No Hogan knows best.
No, that's not awesome exactly. Today. Well, yes, that right, concludes my guess,
yeah.
Our movie.
Yeah, my sick ass needs to get out of here. I'm tired.
Colin needs to go to bed. And you can find Colin at trashpanda.com. Yeah, there we go. Yes, I'll quickly do our wrap-up. You can find the Tubi Tuesdays podcast wherever you find your podcasts, whether it be Apple, Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe or like or leave us a comment or review, all of those lovely things, and find everything at supermarcy.com and on the socials. I am Super Marcy and Super_Marcy on Letterboxd, where I am going to give this film 5 stars. Beat.
Yes!
Fuck yes.
Yes. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
I got this, Batchy. You can find Batchy every week on Web Tales, the Spider-Man podcast, where I and Mark and Batchy recap classic issues of the Amazing Spider-Man from beginning to day, present day. Follow Batch on Pop4D in the Facebooks. Follow him on the socials at BatchPop4D. Follow me at Craven the Hunter. And I got some time because I'm not going to be president. So make sure you subscribe to Only Cravens. Use code 10% off and you get to see pictures of my asshole.
Fuck yeah.
If you're into that.
Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
TrashPandaPodcast.com. I'm tired.
I already did that.
Lance, where can people find you on the internet this week and also listen to The Horror Returns?
It's very easy. Just go to www.thehorrorreturns.com and you can find it all from there. But if you just want to listen to audio podcasts, we're on all of them. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it. So definitely appreciate the invite. I did not know you were going to pick a movie that hit literally so close to home to me, but this was perfect.
Amazing. And Bede, what about you?
Well, people would find me out there on the internet. You can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Letterboxd under Bede Jermaine. You can find all my work over at supermarcy.com. And also, you can listen to my solo shows, Bede vs. the Living Dead, Bede and Steve vs. Camp Crystal Lake, the first episode of Bede and Steve vs. Leatherface, and as well as the upcoming Bede and Steve vs. the Video Nasties on all podcast streamers everywhere.
He's got too many podcasts. Anyway.
This, I did not know about the Leatherface. Okay. All right.
Yes.
We'll have to go listen to it.
Get you.
Yeah. Anyway. this is the Tubi Tuesdays podcast. We now have Louise Lasser as president of this podcast. And we'll see you all next Tuesday with Bede's pick. Good night, folks.
Yes. See you, everybody. Bye.
Sense it. Darkness is descending. Grave darkness. Darkness and doom. A great, great evil is on its way to our little town. There is only one who can save us. All hope lies in the hands of this warrior. A man of strength. A man of valor. A man of destiny.
Bubba, his name's Bubba. He was no different than the folk. But now he's Bubba. Yes, Bubba.